This is Mustangs Football from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the postgame show. Stevenson falling to Widener 34-23. We're joined now by Mustangs head coach Ed Hoddle. Coach, this was kind of a crazy slugout game. Rain, trouble throwing the ball for both teams. You guys lose by 11, but so close, that Caleb Brown deflection in and out of his hands. You guys had the ball in the fourth quarter, down by one score, chance to take the lead. How did you see the game from your perspective?
It was a 12-round fight. I'm proud of the guys. We had guys limping off and crawling off and coming off with the shoulders, and they're fighting to get back in the game. And it was 12 rounds. We just came out on the short end of the stick.
What was your mindset going into halftime, especially with the position that you were in? Some mistakes, and you're still within a score.
Yeah, I mean, we were excited. That was the goal going in. We wanted to keep it close, get into the fourth quarter, and see what happens. It felt good to get the score late in the half and get a little bit closer. And you're right, though. We made way too many mistakes to win a big-time football game today.
Coach, what went into the decision to put in Daniel instead of Jeff at quarterback?
Jeff has a foot issue. There's something going on with his, I think, his arch. And the longer he sat around, the stiffer it got, the more sore it got, and he couldn't move. It was an easy decision at that point.
When you take a look at the fact, you had mentioned, I think was said earlier in the week, that this is a front four and a front seven that from Widener that is going to be the toughest all season. Just talk about that, because it just seemed like so many instances in the game that unit of theirs swung the game.
With all the film that we've seen and highlight clips and things, that's probably the best front four on the East Coast, if not in the country. They just flat kid after you. And you look at the job that our O-line did, and statistically it may not look great, but Jasher is a freshman out there. That kid was at the prom 6 months ago, and he's out there going against one of the probably the first team all conference, if not first team all region, all American type kid, and went toe to toe with him. So, I'm proud of him. That's just a big unit. They're fast, they're athletic, and they bring it. They did a good job.
Coach, what's the biggest difference in their defense from a year ago? Trey Lee was able to rush for 111 yards last year, and there's just no room for you guys today.
Those four guys. Those guys are good. Like I said, we saw them on film early, Sunday last week, and, we knew we were going to have our hands full, and, we were going to have to run to keep them honest, and we knew we were going to, have to rely on the short passing game, and which worked, which we were able to move the ball and grind out some tough yards, through the air. But, at the end of the day, they were as good as we thought they were.
I brought up Tim Campbell from the defensive unit. We'll talk to him next, but talk about that unit as a whole today. Again, just a lot of times that the defense was able to get Widener off the field. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's what we talk about. We strive to be one of the best defenses in the country, and these guys are, lighting the scoreboard up every Saturday. We knew we'd have our hands full, and the guys came out and responded. They played four quarters of tough football, and we had a couple broken coverages, where Davis was able to get some big yards on us, but then we'd come back and we'd respond, and stop them. So, on a whole, I thought we played really well.
Hey, Coach, can you salvage positives knowing that this is the closest game they've played all year? Their offense only scored 23 points, which is their second lowest total of the year. Are those things you can use to build on for the next couple of weeks?
Certainly. The excitement for us is that I think we're still going to be in it to get an ECAC type game, a bowl game, and that's what we're working for. Once we get through tomorrow and walk through Monday and film, the focus will be Wilkes next week at home.
And I've asked this a couple of times, but it's just got to feel like you guys are so close to beating these top teams in the MAC.
Yeah, we're close. For a fourth year program and to come in here and play number 12 in the country, I'm proud of the effort. That's where we're getting to. We don't have to coach effort anymore. For the first couple of years, it was teaching guys how to be college football players. And now you can see, the effort's there. We've just got to eliminate the big mistakes in the big spot.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.
Thanks very much.
All right, that was head coach Ed Hoddle. We'll bring in our player of the game, Tim Campbell, leading the Mustangs with 11 tackles today. And certainly a guy we don't have to ask about effort. Tim, what was it like going up against this offense today? They've got the three-headed monster, Morrison, Davis, and Klein.
Well, I think it was a great opportunity for us. It's not often when you get to go up against a number 12 team in the nation. And to be honest, that was one of the most physical games I ever played. And I'm really proud of all my guys on defense, kind of sold out all across the board. Austin, Tennessee coming out, hurt shoulders across the board, but we're really proud of everyone's hung with them. It's just unfortunate we couldn't pull it out at the end.
And you've been there from the beginning, and with Coach Hoddle just explained, having to maybe coach effort the first year or two, teaching everyone how to be a college football player. While you didn't come out with the win today, I mean, it was just fun to watch for us from the standpoint of an exciting game from an effort standpoint.
Yeah, exactly. I've been with this program for 5 years now. I didn't get to play games the first year, but I'm able to see the progress that we've made over those 5 years and doing things out there that we couldn't have compared to the first year. So it's really nice to see it come along, and the results, I think, are apparent out there.
I think there was one stretch where the defense got an interception, three and out, and then you guys forced the fumble, and you set up the offense twice inside in the 40, and obviously their defense is really good too. At some point in the fourth quarter, was it building where you guys are down 28-23 and you thought, we're going to pull this upset off?
Of course. I think that's our mindset the whole game. Never think we're going to lose the game, and we just kept coming out firing. But like I said, it was unfortunate at the end, couldn't necessarily pull it off, and that's twice now we've gone up against a top 25 team, just couldn't get it going. But like I said before, I'm just really proud of everyone and the effort that we gave. I think that was just great effort across the board.
Last one for me. Second time now that in the last 3 weeks, and we're going back to the Delaware Valley with Aaron Wilmer, who didn't just seem just right for so long in that game. And even Seth Klein today with the prolific stats he came in with, he didn't look 100% right. He looked off balance at times. Where are you getting that with star quarterbacks? Because I remember last year, I mean, star quarterbacks came in and just ran through the defense. This year, so much different.
I think it's a combination of both our scheme and just the effort that we give. It's tough to coach against a swarming defense, and I think that's something that we do. Regardless of the scheme, I think we have 11 guys flying around to the ball, and that makes it tough for any quarterback to move the ball on us. So.
All right, Tim, thanks so much for joining us. Great game today, and we'll see you guys next week for home game.
Thank you.
All right, that was our defensive player of the game, Tim Campbell, 11 tackles leading the way for the Mustangs as they fall 34-23. We'll be right back to wrap things up from Widener. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.